This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one.
If you have listened to enough presentations from motivational speakers, politicians, management consultants, environmentalists, or even religious clergy, you will almost certainly have heard the tale told of the frog in the hot water. This engaging little parable claims that if you plunge a frog into boiling water, it will immediately jump out. But if you put the frog into room temperature water, and then slowly heat the water to boiling, well, the frog doesn't realise what's happening and gets cooked to death. This neat but gruesome image is used to warn you against small, gradual changes usually imposed by the forces of evil bringing you closer to the devil. These microscopic changes will gradually and relentlessly whittle away your time and money and your rights and freedom. Because each tiny change is so small, you more than likely don't notice. In the USA, the American extreme right use this example to accuse the left-wing federal administration of stealing their money, their privacy, and their rights. However, the American left also invoke the same image of the frog in water to illustrate their ever-growing financial dependence on right-wing Washington and the ever-increasing use of surveillance technology to erode their privacy. Economists use this parable in lectures in Economics 101. They claim that the average citizen doesn't notice any day-to-day economic changes and is oblivious to any economic paradigm shifts. But frogs aren't economists, they're sensitive creatures. It's recently been discovered that some frogs talk with ultrasound. Now, in ultrasound, the pitch or frequency of the sound is too high for the human ear to hear. Fish and homing pigeons can see electromagnetic fields, ants can see polarized light, and insects and rodents can smell pheromones. So why can't some frogs somewhere on the planet hear ultrasound? They can if they are the concave-eared torrent frog that lives in the Hangshuang hot springs west of Shanghai in China. There is a continuous torrent of water and sound in the mountainous environment of this concave-eared torrent frog. It was recently discovered that these frogs can generate and hear sounds that are way up in the ultrasonic. They can generate and hear frequencies over 128 kilohertz. That's more than 6 times better than a human can hear. But even though some frogs have a great sense of sound, the myth insisted that they were lousy at detecting changes in temperature. For example, environmentalists quote the boiling frog myth to show that the environment is continually being nibbled away in tiny bites. And while each bite is tiny, they add up to a huge mouthful. A good example is the classic London pea soup fog of the mid-20th century. In 1952, one single pea soup fog killed 4,000 Londoners via respiratory distress. Gwyn Dyer, commenting on fogs and frogs, wrote, and I quote, "Drop a frog into a pot of boiling water and he will promptly hop out again. Put him into cold water and bring him to the boil slowly, and he'll sit there until he dies." Londoners had grown used to the fogs and didn't realise they were killing people because the victims weren't clutching their throats and falling over in the streets. Unquote. Dr. Julie Jonathan, Assistant Professor of Physiology at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center in Worcester, uses the frog story to discuss domestic violence. And I quote, "If you take one bucket and bring the water to a boil and then throw the frog in, it will immediately die. If you take the second frog and put it in the second bucket and slowly turn up the heat, it will adjust to the temperature until it dies. This is also true in abusive relationships, where the woman will leave early on if she is hit, but in a longer relationship she will stay," unquote, she said. And over time, many a prince charming has turned into a reptile, and domestic violence is indeed a terrible thing. But, quite separately, frogs can sense when the water gets dangerously hot, and I'll finish up on that next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?